This week marked the end of an era when the Supreme Court ruled against using race to determine public school assignments. For more than 50 years since the court ruled in Brown versus Board of Education, schools across the country had been under court orders to design and implement desegregation plans. At the end of this historic week, we look back on the story of Richard McElrath. He was a young black teacher in Charlotte, North Carolina, when the schools there first integrated, almost two decades after Brown.
You know, the court order said with all deliberate speed, and that meant different things to different people. Charlotte Mecklenburg, it meant 17 years.
McElrath was part of a group of black teachers sent to integrate a brand new all-white school way out on the edge of Mecklenburg County.
They built a school out there, and it was an all-white school in the all-white suburbs. And Dr. Self, who was assistant superintendent of schools, thought it would be a great idea to put a bunch of black teachers out there with a black principal and see how that was going to work. It was tough because at that time you had the group called the Concerned Parents, and they were supported openly by the Ku Klux Klan. Even with the location of the school, it was way back down in the woods. Now it's well lit and well, but it was dark and down a dirt road. It was one way out and one way in. And a lot of people said that, you know, they'd probably have to come down and carry our bodies out of there, but it didn't happen. We had numerous incidents when we first got out there. Parents would come up to the school. They would not stop by the office. They would try to go into various teachers' classes. They went into some teachers' classes and upset them to the point that they just wouldn't have gotten in the car and went home. They were a little frightened. I never felt intimidated by them. I was more aggravated. You know, I'm the type of person that if there's a problem out there, you got a problem with me, I'm going to confront it. There was one point where the Concerned Parents had a meeting. So I said, well, I'm just going to go down to the meeting with the Concerned Parents and Ku Klux Klan or whoever else was down there. And there were a lot of people concerned about whether or not I'd ever get back out of there. To ensure people I was going to be all right, I went to Reverend Holden. I asked Reverend Holden to go down there with me. I said, they're not going to do anything if you're there. So he agreed. So we went down there and confronted them. And I walked in. They were having a nice, busy meeting. I walked in, and then just, you can hear, you know, a rat wee-wee on cotton. It got so quiet in that place. And so I just told them, you know, if let's get it all out. And I tried to convince them, I'm here to teach your children. And that's all I wanted to do. But I didn't realize that it was anything special in what we were doing.
McElrath did make it out of that meeting unharmed, and just 3 years later, busing made Charlotte Mecklenburg one of the most celebrated integrated school systems in the country. The busing order was lifted in 2000. Richard McElrath told his story to NPR producer Rachel Guberman.